We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. And the Eagles go down to Washington for a Saturday game, of course, at your favorite stadium, FedEx Field. Let's talk about the Redskins for just a moment here, because it has been some tough times for them. The whole Robert Griffin III experiment, if you will, or the era has been so rocky. We get to see him again on Saturday. Your expectations from and kind of what you've seen from him when he started and had the big game against the Eagles to this point right now.
Well, RG3 is still a very, very dangerous quarterback. You never know when he's going to get hot. He's got an arm which allows him to reach any point of the field with velocity, and he's capable of running. He's capable of taking off at a second's hesitation. It hesitates and then takes off, and he can burn you. He's a dangerous quarterback. However, he has made some critical mistakes in the past, and also he has not been durable. But I would take nothing for granted.
Let's talk about Robert Griffin III, the first time he played against the Eagles. I think it was 16 of 20 or whatever it was, four touchdown passes. And the world of the Washington media and fans, this was the next great star. So many crazy turns in his career, starting with the injury in the playoff game to Seattle. He's not the same quarterback he was then, is he?
I think he's capable in any game of coming back and being that quarterback, but he hasn't done it on a consistent basis. And yet, you realize that this team gave the Eagles everything they could handle at the link, and that was Kirk Cousins. And I asked Billy Davis this week about getting tendencies on their quarterbacks. It's very tough because Cousins is different than Colt McCoy, who is way different than Robert Griffin III. And it's tough. You don't know what to expect. To be honest with you, Dave, when the Cowboys play the Redskins on the last day, I hope Robert Griffin III is the quarterback who is starting for Washington, because I still think he gives them the best chance of winning, and he is capable of making enough plays to upset a good team on any given Sunday.
Yeah, there's some weapons down there. They've got some receiving threats, obviously. They run the football well, and there's the mobility of Robert Griffin III. So Bill Davis, do you expect an aggressive attack the line of scrimmage game plan from him? He really has mixed it up quite a bit this year.
Yeah, but I expect the Eagles to go in there aggressively. They will blitz on occasion, but they don't like to depend on the blitz. They're going to play aggressively. They're going to play defensively as well as they possibly can. They're burned. They're upset. They're very unhappy with the way the Dallas game went, and that's understandable. And they realize that there really is no tomorrow. The game against Dallas was extremely important because you wanted to control your own destiny. But the Eagles are still alive, and they can win this game and then become big Colts fans on Sunday afternoon. If they lose this game, it's all but over. Then you need Dallas to lose, too.
Right. Merrill, Mark Sanchez, the quarterback again, of course, on Saturday afternoon. Turnovers have been a problem for this offense. 19 all of last year, 34 league high this year, 17 turnovers in the five losses. If you're Mark Sanchez, what's your mindset here going into this game? You can't play less aggressively.
No,
I mean, he hasn't thrown into traffic necessarily. He's just kind of missed his target at times.
Yeah, and you have to go out there and just have the short memory. Put it behind you, go out and play. Don't play and put the ball up and say, I hope it's not intercepted. You have to go out there and find your target and let it go. Mm-hmm. That's all you can do. If you become worried, if you focus on interceptions, you'll have more. You'll hold the ball too long. You'll take sacks. You'll fumble. You've got to go out there and play with authority. Go out there. The best game he played was at Dallas. On Thanksgiving Day, he was a quarterback who made quick decisions, moved well, ran on occasion. You cannot be hesitant. You've got to go out and put all that behind you and say, you know what? I'm a starting NFL quarterback. This is a huge game. I haven't played the game this big since I played in an AFC championship for the Jets. This could be the Eagles' season. Go out, have confidence, and hit your targets.
Well, and the Eagles will win with Mark Sanchez playing that way.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Yes, they will.
A better football team here than down there. But you got to do it on the field.
Absolutely.
Merrill Reese, thank you so much for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.